beak responsibly.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Thursday, August 6th. We're here at the grand opening of the newest family market. This one's in Hot Springs, right at the Albert Pike Road in Piney Junction. If you're headed to Lake Ouachita, you'll know where it's at, or you're near Mountain Pine. And there are a ton of folks here. Yep. I mean, it is.
But it's ribbon cutting day, too.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. Got ribbon cutting coming up shortly. We're always honored to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Of course, the Big Red Army, the folks who work here, you've got your overstaffed today, and they're just handing out free stuff all over the place.
Yep. They run high and tight.
Yep.
If you're a business owner, you want to watch how these cats do their thing, because it's amazing.
Yep. Saw Ronnie Ritter of Hunters Feeding the Hungry. He was out passing out stuff, and you're gonna walk away with a lot of freebie stuff here today. So Justin Moore is on the road doing his thing. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, we got to play a little fact or crap. Now, somebody did say this. They go, you know, every time Baz talks about the players, it's always the same description. He looks big and athletic. Well, I didn't say that about everybody.
No, you don't say that.
You don't say that.
I will say this. This team is not a big team. This is not a big physical. If you match us up against Georgia, you'll see we're an undersized team, which that doesn't bother me. I've played with some teams where, you know, I was an undersized
guy. You were that guy.
But you know, when I played, I was fortunate. I've always said this. You need to have about six guys on each side of the ball that are good enough to play in the league that have the size. And then you can have some guys like me that may not be tall enough or may not be big enough, but high football IQ, play hard, smart. And they need to have more of the NFL players. And they've got a few. They don't have as many as they need to have to compete in the SEC. But anyway, that's that. There's that. So, but I'm going to try to get back up there and watch more practice. I'm going to try to get up there on a regular basis. Next Thursday, we'll announce the Touchdown Club lineup, by the way.
What time is that, Dave?
11 o'clock. Yeah, love to have you.
Yeah.
We got a lot of great sponsors. And, again, thanks to Steve for all he does for Morning Mayhem. Let's go ahead and get a contestant. Roger, why don't we do this? We got some money to give away for $50.
$50. Right, now, listen, $50 from Visa from Alvar National Bank. That's right.
It's Justin Moore's favorite game, Fact or Crap. Christian, if you'll hit that, let's rock and roll with it.
Can't wait.
Is it fact or is it crap? You decide. Fact or Crap is brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment, founded by Daniel and Vanessa Ellison over 10 years ago. They specialize in refuge sweeper and recycle equipment. Find out more at ametrucks.com.
All right, $50 cash. $50 cash.
Card.
But it's 50 bucks.
I don't want anybody to get confused, because if I was to give Valentine $50 to take back to the station, you would win 40.
And I know without a doubt that Justin Moore will take what he learns today and share it with his kids.
He could use it on stage.
Use it on stage, yeah, that's exactly right.
He's going to have a segment now.
6-6
on stage.
Let me know if we got a contestant there, Christian. I'm flying blind here. 661-1037. I was going to mention, too, we said earlier, we were talking about birthdays. Did you see where it was? Lucille Ball?
I did.
One of the greatest, funniest, sharpest people in the history of Hollywood. But well, she was a woman. Back in the day when, you know, it was not easy to be a woman in that business.
Well, her and Desi were instrumental with three cameras. So yes. It has three cameras on there with what Desilu Productions did and all that. And I think, since the very first Lucy show that it's been on somewhere every day all over the world since the very first time.
Justin, for us, you know, there were a few staples that if you came back in the 60s and you came home, you would either see Lucille Ball. What else would you might
Lawrence
see?
Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, that was a wicked deal. Regular programming, you would always. Three Stooges, if you woke up in the morning, there'd be programming.
Little Rascals.
Little Rascals, Lucille Ball. Yeah, it just those were. And Lucille Ball was funny, man. Yeah.
Lone Ranger.
It looks like we got a few contestants.
Then TV would go off.
How let's go to Wade. By the way, let's just do one. We'll just do one for right now. Wade, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you? Good morning.
right, here's the deal. I'm going to read some statements to you, and they're either fact or crap. Let Raj and Justin and we'll let Steve, if you want to play too. Steve can play. Christian can play. And then you can make your decision. You got to get 2 out of 3. Are you ready?
Man, I'm ready.
All right. The ancient Egyptians had proctologists. They did. The ancient Egyptian word for a proctologist translates to shepherd of the anus. Shepherd of the anus. Roger Scott, is that fact or crap?
That's also a little-known fact. That was a Hank Williams song. Shepherd of the anus. I think it was. I don't know. Maybe Justin or Joe Nichols can verify that. I, you know what? Just because you said there, in fact, that they did in fact happen.
I'm just reading
about what you're saying.
I'm reading it. Is it a fact or crap?
So no, you're saying that they. Oh,
I'm saying the ancient Egyptians had proctologists. The ancient Egyptian word for proctologist translates to shepherd of the anus.
Okay, I'm saying fact.
Justin Moore, fact or crap?
I've no clue. I'll say crap.
It almost sounds like the name of a country singer would be Anus Shepherd. Anus Shepherd.
Steve Qualls, what do you say? These days,
man, I'm gonna just have to say fact. But man, how would you like to know what you? Hey, I'm a shepherd of what?
Well, back then maybe it was okay. Christian, hey. Fact or crap?
I'm gonna go fact on that one.
All right, Wade. You've heard the our esteemed panel with their suggestion. What do you think, fact or crap?
I'm gonna go crap because I don't think they had the word anus at that time.
Well, first of all, to put crap and anus together.
Here we go. The ancient Egyptians had proctologists. The ancient Egyptian word for a proctologist translates to shepherd the anus is a fact. It is a fact. So you're down one. All right, here we go. Now, question number two. You got to get 2 in a row now.
Yeah.
When Tupac Shakur died, his mother had him cremated. Then she and some of his friends rolled his ashes into a blunt and smoked it. Fact or crap, Roger Scott?
100% true. That's
Justin Moore, fact or crap?
Oh, Lord.
Pull me up and smoke
me when
I
die. Oh, God, I hope not. I'll say crap.
Steve Qualls, fact or crap?
I always love when Justin.
You don't know. I don't know.
I love it. I'm going to say fact. I'm going with Rods.
Christian Weaver, fact or crap?
That is a fact. It was his group, the Outlaws, that did it.
Oh, Christian's bringing the support material. All right, Wade, is it fact or crap? Got to get this one right to stay in the game.
Going back.
All right. When Tupac Shakur died, his mother had him cremated, and then she and some of his friends rolled his ashes into blunt and smoked it. Is a fact. You got that correct. Isn't there a song by
Roll Me Up and
That's just
me
disgusting.
Yeah. That, Justin, I think I read where they said they wanted to have, you know, they wanted to, I guess, to celebrate his. I don't know what it was.
How do you get picked as one of the dudes? I want to know.
Listen, well, everybody gets a chance to smoke it.
That's right. Yeah, that's where it's
Wade, you got to get this one right to win it all. You win the $50, courtesy of, do we just want to say Family Market?
Actually, we can win Family Market.
All right. Popeye's Chicken is named after Gene Hackman's character, Jimmy Popeye Doyle, in The French Connection. Not after the cartoon character, Popeye. Is that fact or crap, Rog?
Great show. You know who his partner was in that movie? Roy Scheider from...
Jaws?
It's based on a true story. Popeye Doyle is a true story. That is a fact.
Justin Moore, fact or crap?
Seems like I actually heard this story, so I'm going to go fact.
Steve Qualls?
Fact.
Christian Weaver.
That is 100% fact.
So I don't. How old are you, Wade?
54.
So you probably heard of The French Connection. It's one of Gene Hackman's. Was that one of his Oscars? Did he win for that one?
I want to say yes. Character? I want to say yes, sir, for Papa Doyle.
I did not know the what this was until I saw it. So what are you going to go with? Are you going to go with the group or are you going to go with your own instinct on this?
Yeah, this is it. This is scrotum cutting time.
This is for
you
the 50
have to
bucks.
Get it for the money.
I'm going to go facts with everybody else.
Popeye's Chicken is named after Gene Hackman's character, Jimmy Popeye Doyle, in The French Connection, not after the cartoon character. Popeye is a fact. Of course it's a fact. You are winning $50.
Outstanding.
Congratulations.
Wade, here's what's going to happen, Wade. I'm going to give this gift card to James Ballantyne, and James Ballantyne's going to take it back up to the station today. That will be available for you to pick up sometime tomorrow on, okay? Are you in Little Rock?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. So it won't be there this afternoon, so if you can just hold off at least until tomorrow. Ballantyne, will you do that? James will take it up there. Give all your information to Christian, and a $50 gift card compliments of Malvern National Bank and Family Market is yours, my friend.
Do want to thank our good friends who are actually out there by Justin Moore, and that is Arkansas Municipal Equipment. Daniel and Vanessa Ellison, when it comes to refuse, recycling equipment, all those things, they are the folks to talk to in your community, city, whatever. And, of course, they have Highway 270 Grill, which is some good eating right next door there in Bowen. So give them a call today. Tell them that we sent you. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I did mention earlier, Justin, sort of weird, I was driving by last night. I was leaving the campus. And I heard the national. I had my window down. I heard the national anthem going on. I'm like, what? I mean, I could hear it going over the loudspeaker. I looked. It was the soccer team. So, do you know that we're pretty darn good in soccer? And for the Razorbacks, we're 10th in the nation in women's soccer. We don't have a men's soccer team.
The ladies.
But the ladies, yeah. And I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Why is it?
Yeah, they've competed in the SEC in the last, I'd say, decade or so.
Yeah, they have.
And done really well.
They've done well, but I think I heard this right. Only Georgia, I think this is what I heard, only Georgia has a men's soccer team. Why, I wonder why that is. Is it a Title IX thing as to why we don't have men's teams in soccer? And we just make that a women's sport? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a great question.
I don't really know.
I know Tech has the same issue with a few of their sports.
They do because of Title IX.
Is that what it's for? Because
I believe that's what it's for.
So the other thing, Justin, you're our baseball guy, and yesterday we mentioned that there was some movement for some Razorback baseball players, Christian Franklin and a few others. I read this morning, Roger, I don't know if you saw it, three more Hogs on the move. Peyton Stovall was promoted by the Reds to their Class AA Chattanooga squad. And didn't we have Peyton Stovall for one of our calls this the last 5 years? I think he was one of our guys, right?
Right.
There's so many of them, but we've had him.
No.
It all runs together. We did not? I was thinking we did. Okay.
No, I think he was on a different show, but
maybe that was out of bounds.
Could be wrong.
But on the station, not on our show.
Yeah, and then Evan Taylor is a left-handed pitcher. He was called at the Class AAA Iowa by the Chicago Cubs, and then Brady Tiger was promoted by the Red Sox to Class High A Greenville. Again, it just shows you, man, there are a lot of Razorback players that are trying to make it in the league. I'm not saying they're all going to get there, but I don't know. Do you know? Have any idea, Justin? If you had to guess, how many players that are in the major league system that came out of Arkansas over the last 5-7 years, something like that? What would you guess? He's thinking.
I lost him.
He's thinking. Christian, why don't you look that up? See if you can find that. How many baseball players are on rosters, whether it be single A, double A, triple A, doesn't matter? I'd be curious to see what the number would be.
I bet it's at least 20.
Yeah, I was going to say, 20, 25, I would think so. And maybe, well, listen, they had 14.
Oh, yeah. At least, because...
Yeah, 14 this year.
We had almost the half that drafted this year.
Yeah.
So
May have 30
I also
40,
saw
man.
yesterday Ryder Helfrich hit his first pro home run. I don't know if you mentioned that. My power's been going in and out, so if I'm repeating anything, let me know. But and then Casey Opitz retired.
I saw that.
Former catcher. And now is he took over Hudson Polk's job at Arkansas, who was the first base coach last year and an analyst. And so he's doing that. I think he'll be a really good coach. He was a great catcher. Didn't hit the ball great, but defensively, if not the best, one of the very best I've seen at Arkansas.
Saw that this morning, Roger, where he was promoted. Which, good, listen, Dave Van Horn's smart enough to get the good guys that would come back and be coaches. Speaking of, I think go ahead.
I was going to say, between all levels of professional baseball, from rookie to the MLB, It looks like there's about 60.
60. Wow.
Wow, that's a big
That's what I figured.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's huge. That's a lot of players. Now, I want to have are those 60, how many are in the big leagues, the highest level?
Just five, it looks like.
It just shows you how tough it is to make it to, to the big show, you know.
Boy, boy.
It's 60. And, you know, it's and you know a lot of those guys probably won't make it. That's just the way the numbers are. Speaking of former players that getting jobs, Bray Cook. You guys remember Bray Cook? Bray Cook was the offensive lineman. He has been hired by, he's been hired by Coach Silverfield to be sort of like the liaison to former players and to high school coaches. And he and I had a good visit. We need to get him on the show, Roger. Let me remind me to do that.
All right.
He's a good guy. Did you notice a difference in that department, Baz, yesterday? Or and that's not to throw anybody under the bus from previous regimes. I'm just curious if you noticed much of a difference. Or are you so plugged in, regardless of the regime, that doesn't even matter?
Well, all I can say is that they did not have his position. There was not a position for him. And Silverfield, I guess, made the call, hey, we need to have this.
I know that. I got you. I'm just thinking, like, the way you were treated as a former player.
Yes.
I mean, of course, you're a lot more than a former player at this point, but so that may not be a great comparison, but...
Well, if you just looked at the little things, Justin, I mentioned that somewhere during the practice, I felt somebody pat me on the back, and it was Coach Silverfield made the time to come over there. And of course, we've had him on the show a bunch, but again, didn't have to do that. I thought that was great acknowledgement. The fact that you hire Bray to do this, Bray Cook. So to answer your question, yesterday is not something. You're right. I'm outside the norm because I'm very connected, but I think it is going to make a difference. And Cook, that you're going to have to work. I mean, you're going to have to reach out. You know, a lot of these guys have been sitting around for years, hadn't gotten anything, hadn't heard from anybody.
Was there any other players, former players?
No, I was the only one yesterday. Yeah, I was proudly carrying the flag yesterday.
Of course you were.
Yeah, but I do think, Justin, that's been a point of emphasis for Silverfield, which is smart. It's a smart thing to do. And I don't think Sam did not do that. Yeah, I don't think Sam did do it. Yeah, yeah. But I think you're right. From an administration standpoint, for them to put the money behind Bray Cook and to make an effort for Coach to say those things. Plus, Kyle Parkinson was telling me yesterday they're going to really do a good job of trying to bring players back to speak to the team. And they had
good.
This was an interesting idea. Listen to this idea. The Friday night of a game in Fayetteville, they're going to do what's called, I think they call it a victory walk. And they're going to invite, I don't know if it's 10, 20 or more former players to, when the team's going to come onto the field, walk down the field for 20, 30 minutes. I don't know what time they would do it. But they're going to say, former players, jump in there and walk down the field and just, you know, shake some hands. Yeah, I do too.
Will they announce? Or were they just?
I don't know. That's a good question. I know.
Will we know that?
No, it won't be in front of the fans. It'll be all private.
Oh,
yeah. So it's a way for.
Away for what?
So it'll be a Friday afternoon of the game. It'll be the game Saturday, so it'll be Friday afternoon. A way for to connect the former players with this team and this team with former players. It's just
it's a smart move because
it's
of what
part
you
of
said
the
earlier.
Game. It's a part of the game experience, and you got all the way back to high school. Now these things are going to have to start happening to keep people involved in your program.
So I think more to that, Steve, is in my opinion is based on something that you said earlier today, which was some of these players aren't here because they want to be a Razorback.
Right.
All these former players. Every one of
they came
them
here to
wanted
yeah.
to be.
They wanted
that's
to
right.
be a Razorback. So that means maybe building a foundation.
Where they see guys. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And so again, to your point, Justin, I think ideas like that, that will go over well with former players that they're making the effort to do that. And which is, listen, it should be that way. You know, again, nothing against guys in the past. But
well, that's
good. I tell you another thing I brought up with Kyle Parkinson. I had heard Coach Silverfield make the point about music in the fourth quarter. And that so he's apparently had the conversation with the guy that's in charge of in-house game promotion. That means music that's
right.
played.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
means things going off.
Right.
And so I asked Kyle, I said, are you telling me that is he being specific about songs? And, for example, there was a quote in the paper. I don't know if you saw it. Cotton Eye Joe. And you know, kind of Joe, you know, just, you know, that's not what I need to hear in the fourth quarter. You know, I need
not, you know,
or,
what,
Lord, no.
Yeah, and so
I didn't
and
hear
he
that in the first quarter either.
No, and so I think that was the point Kyle was making, was that say, okay, listen, dude, I don't want to hear any of that. So yeah. I said is he micromanaging that point? Which I don't mind. Listen, I want a coach to say, I need something jamming up here while my guys are in the fourth quarter fighting for their lives. Don't give me, hey Jude,
start a tradition.
Yeah, or start a tradition.
Well, and you need a song, too, that the fans love.
Or that, you know, that connects.
The donors are all our age now. They want to hear 80s rock. I mean, stuff that they hear and they get out of the seat and get excited to support their team.
He wants to
see,
get...
Let's see what this does.
See, I just, I don't need to hear that in the fourth quarter.
I
get it. It makes you slap. But that.
Well, as long, listen, if I
don't ever need to hear that again the rest of my life.
Well, I could see playing, if you're looking to do
something fun early,
early or either during a play or something like that. But you don't need
the fourth quarter. That's right.
No, you don't need it.
But the point of it is, they got the new light stuff. You know, that's a, that's
multiple. All the new lasers.
Yeah, all that stuff. And so I like the fact that he goes, listen, I need every point I can get to give an edge. So I need good music. I need you to pay attention. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been disappointed. I think every fan, when they go to the game, it's not good. It's not as good as it needs to be. We're out there, and I know you got to shake hands and present this ball and thank sponsors. But if you do too much of it, you lose the advantage of being at home. So I'm glad we got a coach who's going, all right, what are we doing here? Because we really haven't. You know what I told you? This was my suggestion yesterday. They've been doing video board stuff for players saying, you know, let's go. And he was telling me that Coach Silverfield's even going to do one. Mike said was, I said, let me tell you who you need to have up there is Darren McFadden going, stand up. And so, anyway, Darren's going to be in town this weekend, so hopefully that would be something they would take advantage of.
Because, you know, we see it.
You see the Dallas Cowboys? The Cowboys.
Yeah.
You see John Daly? Justin Moore?
Absolutely.
Get guys that fans recognize, the players recognize, especially the fans, say stand up, you know, whatever.
And just because some other team uses that song don't mean we can't use that song.
Oh, sure. You bet. As we go to break here, my dad said, glad to hear the show's greatest asset on today.
What an asset you are.
Hey, Pops, I love you.
One more time.
What an asset you are on our show.
My dad loves that clip. Oh, my gosh.
I love Pops.
Oh, my gosh. All right, do not go away. We'll visit with Melinda Mayo. They're still giving away, what are they, Bahama Mamas?
Yeah, Bahama Mama sandwiches, breakfast. Hey, look who's here, Mrs. Henry.
Hey there.
Bahama Mama breakfast sandwiches, pints of Highland Dairy, chocolate milk, community coffee, free.
And if you pull up out here, it's like a full service. They're going to get you started on your rewards card. It's awesome.
Look at Doc coming in here. Mike Garner with his Morning Mayhem shirt.
Yeah, you got trivia tonight, Roger. Come over and be a part of that at Mainline Sports Bar.
Under $3 for a gallon of gasoline. Use your rewards card. Your family rewards card is free when you come in here, and you'll have discounts all the time. There's always money. I think it's 5 cents off every time you use your rewards card. We'll double-check on that. Just by using it whenever you come into any family market store, and all the discounts that you get with that, just like any other place that uses your rewards.
I'll be clearing the way for you down in Hope today and this afternoon.
What are you going to do?
You know what? I'm just
getting
ready.
Where are we staying? He already got that figured out?
I do. I have the hotel. You'll have your reservation and your email when you leave here today.
Wow. Are you
serious?
This
is like last week.
Well, it's almost like Arthur. Should I wash your blanket? Okay, very good.
Nathan Monin says, I don't even like Motley Crue, but this would rock, kickstart my heart. Yeah, there's a lot of songs that you can look at. You know what? There's a few Justin Moore songs that could probably
absolutely.
There might be. Listen, there's also, shout out to Coach Neil Arisman. Just got a text from him. He said, fact or crap, Steve Qualls sabotaged Roger Scott's swimsuit in the key. Fact.
Justin, have you heard about this?
No, I missed this one.
So I know we only got a second. So Greg Hatcher's got this tradition when we do the Musketeers where he slips in bathing suits, male bathing suits that disintegrate when you get in the water. And so it's been an annual tradition. And so Roger got the disintegrating suit, and everybody was out there watching. Roger had no idea.
I didn't know I had so many friends.
But Roger was prepared. Roger was prepared. You knew something was up, so you wore underwear.
I had my underwear. I had on my
Spanx on.
Absolutely. And then Samantha reminded me, hey, just because
did they actually completely disintegrate?
Well, they started coming apart.
What do you call it, Steve?
The seams are water.
Let's say it gets
soluble, and then the seams just fall out of them. Now, there was another guy that had
the
a
netting
that the whole thing fell apart.
Let's just say if Roger hadn't had his underwear, we'd have seen the family jewels.
Absolutely.
Down there the key.
You'd have seen the family jewels, and people would have thought I was catfishing out there.
What?
Noodling.
All right.
Well, I wonder what Hatcher's in there going, hey, look underwater. You'll see some fish. What the hell?
8:31 here at Morning Mayhem, live from Hot Springs and Family Market.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball wrapped up their Bahamas trip yesterday with another blowout win, this one being a 105-48 win over the University of Calgary. Two Razorbacks scored 20-plus points, J.J. Andrews and Abdul.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A hot day is ahead. We'll expect a high of 98 degrees today in Little Rock. Partly cloudy with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, mostly clear and warm down to 77. Tomorrow, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high around 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join The Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on The Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continue to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime and it's hot, but if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
It's 8:35 on this Thursday, August 6th. Great, yeah, great to see Jenna. I got everybody coming by. Oh, my gosh. They will have the ribbon cutting at 9 o'clock. And if you want to come, I get you some freebies. Come on by.
Got a few fries left.
Dude,
that's the most you've eaten in a long time. Gasoline's under $3, $2.99. Get your rewards card. You'll need that for the rest of your life because of all the discounts and everything that you get by using your rewards at any Family Market convenience store or grocery store.
Before we go to Melinda Mayo, I'm going to ask Justin a question, and I know the answer, and I'm going to point Roger. I'm going to tell you which one he's going to choose. Let me see. I think it'll be one of these two will be his favorite.
Done.
Okay, Justin, I'm going to read to you the baseball players that are coming in this weekend for the baseball weekend here in Hot Springs. Do want to thank Hotel Hot Springs for putting up Rick Schaefer.
And putting up Valentine
last
night. And they would have put us up if we needed it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
So these are the ones coming in, Justin. Tell me who your top two are. Al Hrabowski, who we've had on the show before. Jack Morris. Goose Gossage. Fred McGriff. Dale Murphy. And Bill Spaceman Lee, which
we had on Goose last year.
We had Goose last year. What would you pick of those two? If you had your favorite two out of those.
Oh, favorite two. I was going to say I had three.
Okay, go ahead.
My favorite two would be the two Braves, Dale Murphy and Fred McGriff.
I knew it. Yeah,
the crime dog.
Crime dog, baby. Yeah, you betcha.
And then, obviously, Goose is such a great character.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear him last year when we had him on the show, Justin?
I don't think I did. I don't remember that.
He was so good. He was on fire. He was not holding anything back. Yeah, it was a Friday, so I don't think we'd have had you. But, yeah, he was outstanding and was not shy. And I think he with the rainwater in the afternoon, same way. He was throwing some heaters verbally.
Yeah, letting us know how the sausage was made.
Yeah, he was. All right, let's bring in Melinda Mayo, please, Christian.
No, Mr. Belafonte, it's Mayo. Mayo, Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning.
Guys.
I'm hearing
somebody. Shout out to my new friend. Well, I'm sorry, Melinda. What did you say? My bad.
That's okay. I'm hearing so much excitement in your voices. I don't know if it's that you're back from vacation, Bahama Mamas from Family Market, or the fact that football season is getting close.
I think maybe all those combined. We do have tans. We have deep tans.
Yeah.
We're proud about that.
Sure are. That's, you know, it's the little things these days, Melinda.
Yeah, it is. We're glad to be back, and it was fun to watch football practice yesterday. I tell you, that's the first full practice I've watched in a while. Got the itch a little bit, even though, of course, it was so funny. People were coming up to me like, dude, what's the deal? You got black jeans on black T-shirt. It's 1,000 degrees out here. And it was definitely hot, man. It was, Melinda, it was a hot day, legit hot, even up in northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, legit hot. I think that's the meteorological term right there, legit hot. I like it. This is that time of year I'll start to get questions here in a few weeks about, when are we going to get some cooler weather? And the answer is not anytime soon. And I really think the lack of rain we've seen, the ground is drying out now. So it may not be as humid as some of the days we've already seen, but it's going to be plenty hot. Really, looking out to the next 7 days, we're looking at 99 degrees today, putting the heat index up around 100, 98, 97, really through the weekend into next week, kind of right up there, knocking on the door of 100 degrees. just about every day, and the rain chance is just really small, 20%. I think the best chance we have is tomorrow on Friday. That's a 30% chance, so it's going to be dry, too. So everybody just buckle up.
Yeah, 2026 has been a dry year for the most part so far. Same thing with hurricane season, quiet so far. So that, and that's fine, too. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, exactly. It's been remarkably quiet for hurricane season. And this time of year for us, it really sometimes it takes a tropical system, you know, coming up. We don't want it to do damage, but a lot of times that's when we get any good summer rain. That we're going to get is from kind of a dying system that's coming up from the Gulf for us. We're not even seeing that. Guys, we've only had two named storms. That's Arthur and Bertha. We haven't even got to the sea yet, which would be Cristobal. So we have not seen that form. I don't know if we're going to get to the eye, which we were going to have fun with Isaias. Hasn't happened yet. 2026 has been so dry. May was the only month it was above average. The last 9 out of 10 months have all been below average for rain. So it is getting dry.
I know you're a big Razorback fan. I was thinking real quick, guys. So off the top of my head, of the teams that we play from the SEC, I'm just doing this quickly off the top of my head, seven of the nine are in the top 25. The only two that are not would be South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Is that correct? Just quickly off the top of my head.
Talking about baseball or football?
Football. Of the nine teams we play, seven are in the top 25. So maybe I'm missing one there. Because Utah.
Didn't you read them off the other day?
I did. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. The only ones, South Carolina and Vanderbilt, who we play, are not the top 25. I think every other SEC team that we play is in. Then we also have Utah.
Utah, yeah.
So, you know, the question would be, Belinda, you know, you're trying to say where can you find the W's. Obviously, you have a better chance against, you know, maybe you can sneak up on a South Carolina team that's got some talent, got a really talented quarterback, or a Vanderbilt team who's lost their quarterback but is really improving as a program. I mean, there's no team out there you can say we're going to win for sure, but maybe you sneak up on them. But listen, I'm encouraged what I saw yesterday. Just to think, this team I think is going to play harder and is going to be coached
That's
up.
Good.
I think,
That's
yeah.
Good. You know, because I'm telling you, I'm sorry, I won't take much of your time, but just based on what you just said, was this time either last year or the year before you were frightened. You frightened everybody with your comments about the football team by going, I don't know, boys.
Yeah, just the defense.
Everything, yeah.
Melinda, you know, you couldn't even go, 2 months in your retirement, and they're already doing promos, Justin. I don't know if you've seen it because Justin's been on the road a bunch. But, Roger, there's already new promos for Melinda coming back to fill in. It's like, wow, you didn't even allow give her 6 months away, and you got her back working again.
As if we didn't make you sick enough of me for that month-long goodbye.
No.
Now it's at least a full week of welcome back. So I'm going to do Good Morning Arkansas, the 9 to 10 o'clock show next week. That just shows how desperate they are. We've got Ansley still on maternity leave. Steve Powell's oldest son, Charlie, who I remember when he was born, is graduating from West Point. The West Point. So, of course, yeah, how about that? I mean, how proud of dad and mom is that? But they're going to be going up there, so I'm going to fill in and keep their seats warm. So, yeah, our promotions guy said, hey, we're going to play this funny little thing where we call you, like, on the hotline, and you answer hanging out at your pool. And I was like, sure. And then he said, and then we're going to have you spin like Wonder Woman so that you change into the clothes for hosting. And I thought that was a joke until he showed up at my house and said, okay, now stand up and spin. I'm like, what? So we did it. It was kind of fun. But I'll be there Friday to kind of talk about it. And then next week as well, I'll be hosting every day. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm honored that they would ask me back.
So, of course. I did want to ask, I don't know about Roger, even though Roger and I have done the show for a long time. We've been friends. I don't know. And I don't know about Justin. Line dancing. Do you know how to line dance, Rog?
No.
Justin Moore, do you know how to line dance?
I do.
Okay, what? Give me your specialty. Is there one like Texas Two-Step? Is that the big one? Is that the most well-known one?
Cotton Eye Joe.
The two-step is not a line dance, first of all.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No. Probably the most notable would be the electric slide,
okay.
I would think.
I've heard of that one.
I forget. It's been 30 years since I've done it, probably. So I couldn't tell you what the names are now, but it's been a while. But there used to be a line dancing place, club kind of thing.
Yeah.
In Malvern when I was growing up. And I remember getting my ropers on with the tassel and my rope belt, on and the whole bit. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, so Melinda, so I wish I could line dance. I don't know how. I think it always looks fun. What's the place, Electric Cowboy, and what was it when Bob Robbins used to be out there? What was it called?
I think they do it at D's.
What is it? BJ's.
Didn't they do it at D's?
Shush.
Radio.
I would love to be able to do that. It doesn't look that difficult, but it looks so much fun to be able. So Melinda, you're teaching classes. Is that right?
We're going to start in 10 days, August 16th. Let me tell you guys, come on. This is the most low-pressure environment ever. You guys have been to the V, I call it, the VFW over there on Canis Road. It's such a friendly place. So we said, hey, let's just get anybody who wants to come to learn line dances. We're going to raise a little bit of money for the VFW. So, Justin, you're exactly right. We're going to start with the electric slide because it is said to be the easiest. It's the one that's done the most at clubs, at weddings. So we're going to start with that. And I've heard a lot of the ladies who've already signed up say, you know, this is just a little bit of exercise. Get me up on my feet. They say it's good for balance, which as we get into our 50s and 60s, sometimes we kind of start to lose that. So we're just really looking forward to it. We've had a huge response. All the information is on my Facebook page. I think we'll learn the wobble at some point because that's another one that's done a lot.
Kate can do that one. I don't even attempt.
Are those country songs though? Do you do country songs?
The wobble's not. But
okay,
yeah,
I think it was okay.
The other line dancing normally you do. Melinda knows more about it than I do.
Some of it kind of goes to some hip-hop songs, but like the electric slide, you can do that to almost anything. So we're going to do it to the song that it was really written for, but then we're going to do it to some country songs, too, just to do both.
Wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it, wobble with it.
That's Justin. That's Justin saying that. All right, thank you. Fine sponsors there, Melinda.
We will do that. Thank you to Sanders Ground. Let me tell you, when the camera crew came to do the Wonder Woman promo, he wanted to back up a little bit, and he looked at my grass, and I'm not kidding. He said, this looks like grass I'm not supposed to step in. And I said, step into my grass. It's wonderful because it's from Sanders Ground Essentials. They're actually coming today. My guy Chris will be here today, and you could also sign up for the shrubbery and flower bed program. So that's what they'll be working on today. So it's 315-93-95. Give them a call.
All right, Melinda, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Hey, go Hogs.
Go Hogs. All right, 8:49. The crowd continues to build for the ribbon cutting. Roger, are you going to be singing the national anthem out there or anything?
No, I'm going to be singing Cotton Eye Joe.
All right,
I'm surprised,
Rog, you've never line danced. That seems to be right up your alley to me.
Yeah, man, right up your alley.
I don't know what that means.
I can see you doing that.
Well, you love Boogaloo. Country music. It's mostly country that you dance to.
Yeah.
Like, if you dance, it was the country way of dancing, or used to be. Sure. So, I don't know.
It looks like a lot of fun.
Right now, I'm still working on, you know what I'm thinking? Maybe you can fix it when you go up there and talk to those guys. Maybe let me do a little ukulele during the fourth quarter. What's so funny? What's so funny?
Yeah. What's so funny? That's funny. That's funny. All right, don't go away. 8:49.
David Bass.
Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit Oltman's Roofing. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So, we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Listen to Morning Mayhem for your chance to finish the lyric of a Justin Moore song, brought to you by Hagen's Chrysler Dodge Ram in Morrilton. With a huge selection of Ram trucks ready to roll with a great selection of pre-owned vehicles. Shop online at HagensDCMotors.com.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back-to-school clothing and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store-wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com for the fall kickoff sale Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
The seasons are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check-In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Lucas and Michael Williams flood the left side. Open field, and the give is to Cobbs. Cobbs at the 35. Cobbs at the 30. Cobbs breaks a tackle at the 20. The 15, the 10. Touchdown, Arkansas! A magnificent run by the freshman. He looked like he was handed in at the 30. Broke out of the tackle, went down the sideline. 37 yards, and the Hogs lead 23-6.
Ah, this is, oh, I thought this was something else for a minute. 8:55, got a really short segment here. A lot of folks here getting ready for the Grand Open ribbon cutting here. And if you had to describe this, this is Roger, this is, or Steve, this is, what part of Hartsville? North?
We're south, south. We're northwest.
Northwest part of the city. And it's a really growth area. Obviously, the tremendous growth over here, they wouldn't be here. Store number four.
So much potential in this area. There's, you know, people don't see it, but the industrial park's less than a mile from here, and our college, National Park College. So a ton of traffic on this road. Plus, you know, people going to Mount Ida and Lake Washita.
Also, our buddy Joe Klein said there's been a wreck on 430 North backed up to the river. So just for you.
Maybe that's why you didn't hear from Joe, Roger.
Well, no,
maybe so.
And I don't know if he's telling the truth.
We are all over the place. Christian Weaver back in the Oakland studio. Justin Moore on his bus somewhere. What do they used to say? The wrestling, the guys would wear the mask. They would go parts unknown.
Yes, oh.
Yes. Justin Moore, yes. parts unknown.
Yeah, that's we're right. And we. I just looked it up. We're just outside of Buffalo. We're basically in Buffalo.
And you know, you don't always get the chance to do this, but you got your son South with you. That's got to be fun to be able to take him and do some adventures with him while you're on the road.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, we went to a Braves game. We're obviously Braves fans, and a really cool experience to see that park in person. And his favorite player is Acuna, so getting to see him up close and personal was cool. And then today we're Buffalo, and we're gonna. I don't know. He don't even know. He's not up yet. But there's a Six Flags right here. I thought all the Six Flags had closed, though, for some reason. But maybe this one's still open. I don't know.
I think most of the Six Flags. Yeah,
they just built a new roller coaster at the one in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought they just closed one location. For some reason, I thought the whole shebang closed.
That'll be fun. I mentioned one linebacker yesterday came up and said something to me. His name is Preston Davis. He's from Little Rock Christian Academy. Linebacker, this is his second year. Good-looking kid, but he walked up to me and said, are you David Basel? And I said, yeah, how would you know? He said, well, I played football in Little Rock, and so I recognize you. So there's so few of those. You know, the other ones is the Simmons kid, White Simmons. Sure. There's just not many Arkansas kids up there anymore. There's a handful, but it's like, well, nice to meet you. Anyway, he's a good young man. I wish the best of Preston. He's really filled out. He's a good-looking player. Cool. I don't know if he's going to get much playing time or not this year. But anyway, it was great to be up there watching practice. I hope to get back up there again. David Hendricks, senior. Coach Silverfield.
He sure does. They all do. And Doug's done the same thing. And listen, they like David it. And Doug are tremendous Hawk fans.
Justin, you've been around him. I've been around him. And, it, you know, just got to hope he can be successful in the field because he seems like a really good guy.
They want him to be. Yeah. We all want every Razorback coach to be successful, just like I would like to think that. We want everyone to, well,
don't go away, 9 o'clock.
Entergy Arkansas. And we have a plan for our growing state. We're building new, more fuel-efficient power plants to keep up with your energy needs. We're reducing outages, and we're ensuring Arkansas has the power it needs to help attract new industry and better jobs. All while keeping rates below the national average.